The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Dear Media IRL is back, and we're showing up bigger, better, and louder than ever. Join us on May 4th in Austin, Texas for the ultimate live podcasting experience. Watch and learn from your favorite Dear Media hosts as they bring their insightful discussions from your headphones to the stage. Get ready to be inspired, entertained, and watch audio get a makeover. Tickets are on sale now at dearmedia.com/IRL. See you on May 4th in Austin. In Texas.
Does anyone actually know what's going on here?
I literally have no idea. Help.
We're 20 whatever.
Hey, hello, and welcome back to 20 whatever. Today's episode is going to be a really good one because I know nothing about the topic at hand. Truly, the topic is marriage, weddings, in fact, be more specific. Wedding season is approaching soon, and I feel like as ladies of our current age, lots of people are getting married. There's a lot of weddings happening. I feel like I haven't been invited to this many weddings in my life than right now.
I know we're like at that age where it's just like weddings, weddings, weddings. And I'm like, oh my God, everyone's getting married.
And everybody, like, you know, they have the bachelorette parties or the engagement parties. There's a lot of gift situation. There's traveling. And we just want to know, what's the etiquette? What is supposed to be happening? What are the rules here?
Yeah, today we're going over all of the wedding culture. And like all the things underneath umbrellaing. I'm like, how do I?
All things wedding. Yes. So we will be looking to our resident married woman on the couch here. And if you guys know anything, have something to say, please drop it in the comments below. Because like I said, the weddings are among us. Yes. We need answers.
Please help.
Help us.
I have some hot takes about weddings.
Oh, I'm so excited.
And wedding culture too. So I'm like, I'm just excited to get into this. Also because, I mean, it's been 7.5 years since I got married.
Oh my gosh.
Which is crazy. Yeah. I got married in 2017. So I am kind of like, right?
That's crazy.
Crazy. Yeah. I feel like I'm kind of removed enough from like current wedding culture. Like, it was very different in 2017.
Oh yeah.
It's not something that I have talked much about recently because it's so removed from me. But now I'm in the stage of being in so many weddings.
I feel like you've been in like last year, especially. It was like wedding every other month.
Yeah. Last year I was in 3 weddings.
Oh my gosh.
One of which was my brother.
Right.
So that was like, I was super involved.
One
was my cousin. Right. So, but yeah, I feel like weddings are fun.
I love weddings.
Yeah.
Yeah, weddings are a good time.
I love weddings. Ceremony's great because I get to look at everybody's looks and I'm like, oh, everyone's stunning. Love to see it. We're going to cry a little bit. Awesome. Now we're going to go drink and dance all night and that's all I want to do.
I know.
So fun.
Dude, and I live for that moment of just like looking at the husband when he sees the bride show up. Like I live for that moment. Like, and just seeing the purest love and seeing the families come together is like so beautiful. I love that shit.
Yeah.
Dude, I went to it was my first gay wedding that I went to. And I was like, this is something different. Like, yes, the straight weddings are beautiful. Everyone love is love. But a gay wedding, top tier, better.
Really?
Simply so much
Elaborate.
Better.
Elaborate.
I mean, it's a party from the moment we start. Like, it's like, and everybody looks so slate. Like,
stop, I lied.
Just stunning. Everybody looks good. And it's just also because we just got here with them even being able to get married. So it's just like, you can just feel like the accomplishment and just like the joy and like, it's just so, so beautiful. Okay, wedding. I need more.
I just remembered, I absolutely lied, and I went to one, and I remember being like, wow, the music at this wedding was actually top tier. So you're right.
That part.
And I do really think that the music at a wedding carries it. Like, that's 100%. The vibe, babe. If you have poor selection or the DJ's doing something wrong, I'm sorry. That kid cost you the party.
Absolutely.
So, but before we get into the whole, like, the party,
right?
We should talk, like,
the engagement.
Like the lead up.
The lead up.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I like fully understand wanting to celebrate so many parts of a wedding because, I mean, I was going to say, because you only do it once, in theory.
Right.
You only, when you're doing it, you're thinking, I'm only going to do this once.
Right.
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 The goal. Right. The goal. And I think it's a wonderful thing to celebrate. And so I am pro, like, celebrate all the things. If you want to have an engagement party, if you want to have a bridal brunch and then a bridal shower and then bring everyone dress shopping with you, like, absolutely do it all.
Yeah.
If you want to do the destination bachelorette party, like, sure, like, do all the things. But there needs to be an understanding and an expectation that this is not as big of a deal for everyone around you as it is for you.
Right.
And everyone else may not be able to move around their entire schedules and finances to make this happen.
Right.
So do the destination bachelorette party, but understand that people might say no. And don't be upset about it.
Right.
Because it's not a reflection of, oh, they don't want to. No, it's like, no, girl, it's like, you're asking me to go to Tahiti in three months. And also pay for the dress to go to the wedding, to go to the wedding. Like, there's layers. There's layers.
Yeah. Yeah. That's one of my hot takes is I feel like wedding culture, especially bachelorette stuff, has gotten really out of touch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, when I got married, I had heard of people doing a destination bachelorette, but that was not something that ever, like, crossed my mind or anyone that I knew had done.
Right.
And now I feel like it's the norm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, it definitely feels like the norm.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, so where's it going to be? Yeah.
Yes. So where are we going?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We did, like, a spa night at my friend's mother-in-law's house. Mm-hmm. Super fun, girl time. And then that night we went out in San Diego. Fun. And that felt big.
Right.
Like, that felt like a big deal.
Right.
And now it's like, if you're not flying somewhere, like, what are you doing?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That being said, if you want to do it, do it. But understand
that not everybody's going to be able to do the thing.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, my friend Shannon got married last year and she really wanted to do a destination bachelorette to Nashville. She made it super clear to everyone. Don't feel any pressure. If you can't afford this, if you don't have the time, like, zero pressure. And I wanted to go. And I was able to go.
Yeah.
Right.
But I also didn't feel like I had to.
Right. Yeah.
I feel like if you treat it more like this is just like a girl's vacation, I feel like also takes away the pressure for, like, the people that they're asking to go. It's like, this is my bachelorette. Like, this is my last, like, because, like, there's a little bit of that, too, where you're like, this is my last, like, girls night before, like, we're going to do the whole thing. And you're like, for sure. But we don't have to do it, like, so far away. In Italy.
In Italy. Right.
And also, like, what if the wedding is also a destination? Like, what are we doing?
I know. And like we said, there's more than that party. Like, there is the very first one. So, like, right after you get engaged is, like, the engagement party, right? Mm-hmm. So if that friend is, like, out of town, you can't make it. Yeah. You know, you're like, oh, dang, I can't. So engagement party. And then you separate to the bachelor.
Right, the bachelorette
party. Okay. Mm-hmm. And is there another bridal shower? There's another one,
there's,
right?
Like, the shower.
And that's a shower.
Because that's, like, everybody, like, grandma, like, everybody can come to that.
Okay. So the bridal shower is more focused for, like, parents, grandparents, not really, like, the friends, because that's, like,
I feel like that's, like, mostly, it's kind of like baby shower vibes, like, for gifts.
It is.
Because I feel like I know what you're thinking. Okay.
Yeah.
That idea of bringing the gifts and the stuff for the home is, like, also the assumption that you guys don't live together, so you're gonna get married and go move into a place and you need all this shit, like, toasters and whatever the fuck.
But if you've been living together for 5 years, you probably already have your toaster and your blender.
Exactly. The matching wine glasses. You know, all the shit that people buy. Yeah.
So when Steven and I got married, we'd been living together for, I think, 3 or 4 years. Mm. So we had everything. But also, when we had moved in together, we were in college. So everything was from Dollar Tree. Mm. So it was a nice opportunity to
IKEA.
Upgrade.
Right.
And we, you know, now we have, and we still have all the stuff from the registry for the wedding. So we have the spice rack and the dish set. And it's nice. But also, exactly, it is like, especially as you get older, if you're established, if you've been in your career for a while, if you've been living with your partner, like, you kind of already have this stuff.
It's not like, and honestly, I feel like it just kind of changed with the times. Like, we're all, like, still doing the bridal shower stuff, but a lot of people live with their partners now.
Yeah. Right.
Like, it's not like, oh, and then we're going to have the wedding and then we're going to move in together. Like, I'm sure obviously people still do that.
Yeah.
But
in this economy, we are already lived in together.
In this economy, months, I love you, let's move in. Thank God. Because.
Right. So at the engagement party, you're not taking gifts. That's just literally celebrating, oh my God. Yeah. Maybe a card.
Take a picture.
Congratulations. I'm so happy for you.
And then do you take a party or a present to the bachelorette or the bachelor party?
No, because usually you're paying for so many things.
Okay.
Right. So usually the bride isn't buying her drinks.
Right.
You know, if you get a hotel, sometimes the bride might pay for that, but usually they split up that price amongst the people attending.
The party, right? Yes. Like the bridal party.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it might be like a formal thing, right? Where they're like, everyone is going to send an extra, you know, $100 or whatever, and that'll cover the bride stuff. Mm. Or it might be like just throughout the night, people are like, I want to buy you a drink. I want to buy you a drink.
Right.
Right.
But I would say, yeah, usually not, you're not bringing a present unless sometimes they'll do things like a lingerie shower.
Right. That's fun.
I never heard of that. That's so fun.
I do love that.
At my cousin's, they made it a game. Everyone had to bring a piece of lingerie wrapped with no name on it, and she had to guess who all of them were from.
I love that.
So, of course, I found like the raunchiest, like backless panties I could find.
Right. You're like, they're
crotchless panties.
Yeah. I was joking that I wanted to go to like Spencer's and find one with like a tail on it or something.
I'm screaming.
Just to be like, wonder who got you that.
Yeah. Right. I love that.
Did anybody give her one that's like made out of candy or something like that? You know, like those little undies like the gummy ones.
Yeah. That was good variety.
Okay, good.
I love that.
But yeah, I think for the bachelorette, it's less of like I'm giving you something and more of like we're sharing this experience.
Right.
But that can oftentimes, especially now, like we were saying, be way more expensive than getting a nice shower gift.
Right. Is that, I don't know if I'm just making this up in my head, but is also like the bachelorette party, or maybe it's not the party, but like being in the bridal party, like does the bride give a gift?
Yes, usually on the wedding day or at the rehearsal the day before.
Oh.
Wait. The bride gives a gift to who?
The bridal party. Because you just did all this shit.
Yeah.
I guess I don't know. That's
let
why.
Let me literally
there's
be
so many presents.
There's so many.
And sometimes they'll do a basket or there's like a asking you to be in the bridal party gift too. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's true. So let me just say this. This is my very first time being in a wedding upcoming. And I just got asked while I was in Japan. Like that was my very, very first time. And she was like there was a little card and everything. And I was like, oh my God. And then now I'm like, holy shit, I don't know anything. And I need to like know my duties and what's necessary.
Right.
So I'm really glad we're going over all this with Sierra because there's gifts and other gifts. And I even had the thought of like getting her something that says like bride or something on it. But she was like, honestly, she's like very like been in so many weddings. And she's like, I've learned now that it's just like honestly gets tossed away. Like, because it's for so short of a time that I could wear the like fiance or whatever the heck.
Right,
and I was like,
right.
I like didn't think of that. So she's like, so no, just do something else or whatever.
Yeah.
Like,
No.
And like, you're real for that.
Yeah.
For real.
Yeah.
I guess, to give a rundown then for P and for those who have not been in many weddings or have not been married, I feel like the rundown kind of is, and these things can get condensed or expanded upon depending on how long the engagement is.
Gotcha.
And how big the budget.
Right.
Proposal. Engagement party, which sometimes happens, sometimes not. And then if you invite someone to the engagement party or if you are invited to the engagement party, they have to be invited to the wedding. Like, that's a big faux pas.
Oh.
If you invite someone to an engagement party, like, come celebrate our engagement with us. There's an expectation that the wedding
you get an invitation for the wedding.
Got it.
Correct.
Okay.
But of course, because when you're here celebrating, we got married and then I don't invite you to the main party.
Yeah, no. Okay. That makes sense. Okay.
Heard it.
Engagement party afterwards, because usually the engagement party is shortly after the proposal. So you might not have a date yet or you might, but you're, you know, starting the wedding planning. If it's a long engagement, save the date is sent out.
Right.
Again, if you send a save the date, you gotta send the invitation.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like,
for sure.
If you're telling them to save the date, consider it saved.
Right.
And no RSVP is needed for a save the date.
Right. Okay.
That is just saying, hey, we're gonna be getting married. We wanna give you a heads up. So you can.
Which, by the way, I didn't even realize that like save the date and the wedding invitation, they're two separate things.
They are.
Yes, didn't know that until recently.
If you're having a shorter engagement, you wouldn't do a save the date.
Like, okay, right.
My little brother's engagement was like 6 months, and so they didn't do an engagement party. They didn't do a save the date.
Gotcha.
Right, they were like, just come to the wedding.
Right.
Yeah.
See you in 6 months.
For my friend, she has so much time because the venues have been so booked up because of obviously like all this time and everyone's trying to get married. So her venue wasn't available till 2025. So we have all of like 2024
she got engaged in 2023. 23?
Yeah, no, she did. Oh my God, yes, right. Literally just at the late end of it, because then mm-hmm. I got asked in Japan, which was during New Year's, mm-hmm. and then now we're in 2024. So it's like all the planning yeah. and then the wedding not till the next year, which I was like, yeah. that's so interesting too, because I guess I just never thought like, I just...
The timeline.
Yeah. Like it really is so much time in between all the stuff. So anyway, sorry yeah. to add.
No, tea though.
And then after the save the date, usually the next big thing is dress shopping. So if you're in the bridal party, you may be asked to come. Or if you're like a close family member, you mm-hmm. might be asked to come. Because you have to order your wedding dress like minimum usually like 8 months before the wedding.
8 months before the wedding.
Okay. Usually. Yeah. Wow. Probably. And that's from when I got engaged. Right. So probably even more now.
Probably. Oh, yeah. Now
no wonder girlies are like, I tried my dress on. I can't move. Like I.
Yeah.
There are some girls that are yeah. like, I have to lose more weight, which I don't. I'm like, didn't you already try on the dress? Like, wouldn't that be poor for? Or they actually, I think I've even heard like experiences where they like try to like get a dress that's a little bit tight so they can right. then work their way there, which is.
That's so tough. That's like a common thing, which is crazy that because it is so far in advance and there is very much this pressure of like, I need to look my best. Mm-hmm. I need to lose weight before my wedding. Mm-hmm. Of people buying it in advance and going, but I'm going to lose weight, so I'm going to order it like a size down. Which like,
that is like you're punishing also. Yourself. Also, like,
get it in your size.
Yeah,
if you have to alter
take it,
it
in, babe. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Girl.
I know,
but to order it in a size smaller to not even be able to fit it.
You're not starting off it fitting.
Rip,
you're like,
rip,
I
yeah.
have got
I'm
to
work over it.
And then in your mind, you're like, I've got to fit into this dress because guess what? You do literally have to fit into that dress.
And then
girl.
What happens if you can't?
Heartbreak and right. why are yeah. we doing
now
this?
Why are we doing that? This is already a stressful
I know
situation.
That sounds so stressful. The layers, there's so many layers to this thing, which I feel like there's so much like shenanigans with like family and friends happen.
Well,
yeah.
Well, we hadn't even gotten there, but
yeah.
there's a whole thing to be said about how people will make your wedding about them.
Absolutely.
That's true. Mm. Well, all right, yeah, let's wrap logistics.
Okay. Yes, okay.
Then I would say there's like probably a little bit of a gap. And then when you get to a couple months before, there's a bridal shower.
Right.
Which typically is not something you're throwing yourself. Usually it's a family member or your bridal party. It's oftentimes like a group effort.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
Like whenever I've been in a bidal party or close to the bride, I've been like part of the planning.
And
it doesn't usually fall on like one person.
Gotcha.
And that's very much like bring a gift. Girly vibes. You play some games.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know? Mm-hmm. And then...
Is this everybody comes? Or if it's like, if this is like a heterosexual marriage, is it like, is this the girl thing?
I'd
or
say
what is
it's
the tea?
In a heterosexual marriage, in a traditional arrangement, typically women only.
Mm. I see.
And I would say it's interesting because like baby showers used to be that way.
Right.
And I feel like now most baby showers are co-ed.
They're all co-ed. Yeah.
Because since we're celebrating the couple, the parents, the family.
Right.
But I think for weddings, it's still very much like the bride.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. I'm with that.
Because there's no like shower for the guy, right?
No.
It's just bridal. Okay. Right. Gotcha.
Yep. And then anywhere from like a week before to like a couple months before is usually the bachelor and bachelorette party, mm-hmm. which are typically separate. But sometimes people will do joint ones. Or like when Steven's best friend got married, it was cute. They did it in the same town, but two different parties. And then they met them up at midnight for a kiss.
Oh,
that's
I love
so
that.
Cute.
Right. That's
I love that.
Fun.
I love that.
Cute in theory, but he was pretty wasted at that point. And she was like, we're not doing this.
I actually do not want to meet
actually,
up with
that's
you.
That's so
actually,
funny. She's like, I'm going to get the ick.
Yep. Nope. Have fun. I'm so happy for you. I'll see you tomorrow.
She's like, I'm still not married yet. Yep. You know, we're not.
Totally.
That's
which
funny.
Which is funny because like the whole night they planned around that. Like, it's going to be beautiful. And then they were like, mm-mm.
No, it is not beautiful. The sentiment was there, but we didn't make it.
Jimmy's in the back like, yeah, another whiskey.
Yeah.
Like, oh, no.
And then typically the day before is a rehearsal. So the whole bridal party, anyone who's walking down the aisle, the officiant goes to oftentimes the venue. Sometimes it might be somewhere else. Mm. And you walk through what's going to happen.
And like parents are there, I feel like.
Parents,
too, and
yes, because they usually walk down the aisle.
Right. Okay.
Grandparents. Right. Mm-hmm. And so they'll walk through. Usually there'll be like a venue coordinator there who's like, and this will happen and then this will happen and then you're going to do this. And
oh my goodness.
Usually walk through it two or three times.
Not me putting my hand up.
No, please. But share with the class.
Is it tea that the bride doesn't actually do the walk? like they like walk, like someone stands in because they don't like actually do the walk thing. Is that tea? I feel like I've seen that.
Not in any wedding I've been in.
Really? Like, did you see it in a movie that the bride doesn't
Honestly, I think my cousin did that.
Maybe she wanted the to save the moment.
Oh, maybe. Because everybody was like, somebody like stood in for her. So she just like watched and did the thing and was like, okay, I know what to do when I'm going to do it.
That's tomorrow. So funny. Because me during blocking, I'd be like, all right, so this is when I walk in.
It's totally blocking.
It literally is.
That's
blocking.
What it is.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a literally rehearsal.
Yeah. And like when I did my rehearsal, the main thing I remember is my dad being like, you are not prepared for how slow I'm going to make us walk. Like I get to do this once. I've been looking forward to this my whole life. We are savoring this moment. If you watch the video, we are walking so slow. And we started like way back before people can see us. It's not like we walked up to the front and then we walked slow the entire time.
Yeah.
And he kept looking over at me like, and so at the rehearsal, he was like, we were going so slow. I was like laughing. And
right.
I'm like, come on, Dad. Right. Pick up the pace. I've got places to be.
Right.
Stevens to kiss.
Right, 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 right. Oh, my gosh.
And the rehearsal's fun. And then usually you do a rehearsal dinner, which is typically hosted by the groom's parents in a traditional arrangement. Because if typically, right, the bride's parents are hosting the wedding.
Right.
That's a thing for the groom's family to plan.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm.
And typically that would be bridal party and possibly like out-of-town guests. So if you have family members or friends who are coming in out of town, you might invite them to that.
Right. Yeah.
A lot of the times at the rehearsal dinner, there's speeches, especially if you're not having a lot of speeches at the wedding. At mine, we did kind of an open mic, which was fun because everyone there was people that I like loved and knew me so well and knew Steven so well. So it was fun to, you know, give people a chance to talk a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's wedding day.
Right. And then it's the wedding day and everyone starts running around with their head chopped off.
I know.
Yeah.
I feel like I've heard a lot of, I mean, brides and grooms of people that got married that were like, yeah, I don't really remember like any of it.
Yeah. Sierra, you like, already being in a wedding, what can you like, do you think you like blacked out at some times and you're just like, it was so crazy busy, I don't even remember? Or do you really feel like you were present and you remember every moment?
My favorite thing that we did is during our wedding, throughout the whole day, well, from when we saw each other, we had decided that we wanted to just every now and then step away, look out at everything and be like let's take it in for a second because it goes by so fast.
Right.
And it was cool. Our officiant had us like do that in the wedding, like take a minute, like look out at everyone, like take all these faces in.
Oh, I'd cry.
Yeah.
I don't even think I could. I'd be like, nope.
Yeah. And then we did that again multiple times throughout like the dinner, the reception, the dancing, like we would just step out and like look.
Yeah.
Those are the moments I remember most because the rest of it is such a blur.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad we did that. And it's interesting. I remember having this thought on my wedding day. There's really two times in your life, in your existence, that everyone comes together for you. And that's typically a wedding and a funeral.
Yeah.
And you're only alive for one of them.
Right.
Unless you're Ryan's grandma who's throwing her funeral when she's alive. Which
you know what? Yeah. She's on to something.
And she is. She is.
Right? Yeah. The next time that everyone gathers together in, you know, honor of you and something that you're doing will be you dying.
Right.
Yeah.
And this is the only time you get to be part of it.
Right. Yeah.
And I thought that was really beautiful and that really made me want to soak it in and not only enjoy that special moment with Steven and that day, but having all of our family and friends around. It's really special.
That's so beautiful.
That's so
poetic.
Beautiful. I know.
Oh my
I
gosh. Know. And it makes me, it honestly gets me thinking about how a lot of people say the weddings aren't really for the bride or for them. It's for the guests because you're really like hosting a party and it always sometimes turns into that. But after hearing Sierra say that, you're like, right. And I'm going to try everything in my power to like really make it about that because you can get caught up in like the logistics of the party and the whatever the thing. And you're like stressing about something that like is not even that big.
Yeah, and that's like the advice I feel like I give to everyone when they're getting married, like for their wedding day, is like take it in. Like find those moments where just the two of you can step back and be like, whoa, like we're here. We've been planning this, you know, for months or years.
Yeah. Right.
And also, as hard as it is, especially for people who are like type A control freaks, don't get caught up in the details.
Right.
I had a couple moments in my wedding that I felt like I could have kind of succumbed to like getting stressed over details. Mm-hmm. And it was really Steven who was like, just move on. And I was like, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
We had the flower petals for the flower girls never showed up. Mm. And that's fine. We'll figure it out. They picked some off some of the roses.
Right.
That's fine. Don't stress about it.
Right.
The curls in my hair were falling. They weren't staying the way that they did in the trial. That's all right.
It's okay. Yeah.
It's am I really going to let that affect my mindset on the day?
Right.
We were dancing and my dress kept ripping on the bottom because it was like floor length, even though I had the train up. And I remember like getting like, this is my wedding dress. Like it's getting torn to shreds on the dance floor.
Right.
And Steven looked at me, he goes, you're really going to stop dancing because of that? And I was like, no, you're right. Like let's tear it up. And I literally, when he said that, I reached down and I ripped a big piece off.
Mm. Period.
And I was like, done.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, let's go. And I'm so glad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I don't care that my dress got, I'm never going to wear it again.
Right.
Well, you did.
Well, I did.
Yeah, and you're right. In public.
To Target.
To Target.
And Taco Bell.
And Taco Bell.
And K1 Speed.
And K1 Speed.
Yeah, that's an old video. That's a deep cut.
I'm a fan.
All right, ladies, let's get into the nitty gritty, the juicy, the tea, the drama that happens.
Let's talk about that because it's beautiful and like, yes, we're in love and it's a celebration. We're coming together. Like there has there ever been a wedding without drama that wasn't like an elopement?
Dude, no.
No.
I don't think that it exists.
That's why the elopements exist.
Right.
To escape.
Yeah. To escape
the like, you know what? Drama. Just you and me, baby. We just, nobody can come.
And that's usually what they say. Like when you chat with people that elope, they're like, we just didn't want, and we just.
And it's smart.
We wanted it, the two of us, and we cheap, and then we ended up going on a trip. And I'm like, and live, honestly, laugh, love.
Right.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah. Some people love doing that. And I'm like, they would rather just like explore the world or whatever. Like, cause obviously weddings are so expensive. So.
Right.
Yeah. Fair. What do you think topic is like really the one that gets like them going? It, like starts the drama. Does it start like at the guest list? Like when you start figuring out who's allowed to come? Like when does the, oh my God, we're engaged. Now we have to start planning when the drama kicks in.
I think when they have to start planning.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think and getting for real.
The guest list. And then it really turns up for the seating chart.
Oh, shit.
I didn't even think about the seating chart. Of course, I mean, why would I think about that?
Seating chart. Okay. So what's our thoughts on children at weddings?
That's a good question.
I think that's a big one that I always find like people
the
are
discourse
like,
did the around, discourse yeah.
and are always like, what the heck?
As for your a parent,
wedding. Yeah.
Fully understand and fully respect if you want to have a child-free wedding. I will get a sitter and I will come and I will have a fun time.
Right.
But also, if you want to make it a family affair and have the kids and, you know, have a kids' table with crayons and play the chicken dance so all the kids can go nuts. Go for it. I will bring my kid and she will have a blast.
Right.
So I respect it either way. I had kids at my wedding, but also there weren't a lot of kids in our family at the time.
Okay.
So it was like by having kids in at the wedding, it was like four kids were invited.
Right.
So it wasn't like I was paying so much money for kids to come.
Right. Yeah.
It was an easy thing to decide. Some families, when you have like, you know, 30, 40 young kids in the family and you're paying for all of them and it changes the vibe. And also there is the conversation to have of weddings are a lot of the times a drinking event.
Right.
Do you want to have your kids around that? Yeah. Is it appropriate?
Right.
Right. I was thinking about that too. I feel like for me, it will be a no kids wedding. But if there were kids, I feel like there just has to be like a curfew at some point too. Like if you have like, you're gonna bring your kids, blah, blah, blah. But like past 8 o'clock or whatever, like, the music is getting fucking crazy. We're taking shots and good luck to you and your kid, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For me, I always remember like growing up and my mom would say, for your wedding, planning a wedding, I'm not even on the horizon, but for years, she'd always be like, Paloma, for your guest list, like it's no kids because it's not a piñata. It's not a birthday party. She says that. She's like, because sometimes what ends up happening at these weddings, especially in like a Mexico, is like they'll get like a bouncy house because there's just literally so many children that we're like, we have to entertain them and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And that's great because then they can be a part of it and stuff like that. But she's like, I really don't think that that's the time and place. Like, she's like, it's something more, it's just like a wedding is more, I don't know. And I'm like, and I hear that and I totally see that. And I think that for me, what I would do is like, this is not like, no, don't bring your kids. But if there's like somebody in my family at a specific age or something like that, I'd be like, they can come if they're like the
right. How close
girl,
are we? Like, close? What are we doing?
Like if it's a cousin or something, I'd be like, okay, fine. But but no, I don't want like 5 children or 10 children running around at this black tie, I'm hoping elegant wedding that I have with chandeliers.
And that's the thing too. Sometimes people will do an age cutoff, right? Because there's a difference between a 16-year-old at your wedding.
Right.
And like a 3-year-old.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah. Like when I say kid, I really even mean like over 8. Like if you're 10 or 12, like if you're 12, how 12-year-olds are like
I mean, they're at Sephora.
Facts. Okay, so if you're old enough to go into Sephora, you can come to my wedding.
Exactly. Right. Exactly.
The 7-year-old Gen Z influencer or Gen Alpha influencers are like, we're in.
Right. Yeah. So that's a, yeah.
Kids what is about, a big one.
Yeah. Did you guys go to any weddings as kids?
Yeah, I did.
I did. And when I was in the, when I was actually like in the wedding.
Yeah.
If not, I was not invited to the wedding.
Oh, yeah. I went to weddings when I was a kid.
Yeah.
I mean, I was in my mom's wedding and I was the flower girl for that. And I mean, during the rehearsal when we were like doing the thing, he was like pulling my hair and I was like crying and I it's like fine and whatever. But like, I remember my mom being like, can you just do the thing? And I'm like, no, right. But me now, like, yeah, that's probably so annoying. Like, yeah. Can you guys just do something? Can you guys not do this right now? My mom's like, getting married tomorrow. And I'm like, hey, pulling my hair. Like, just dumb kid shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I mean, that's a little different. Obviously, it was my mom, so I was simply
going to be
there.
Of course you're going
to
be there.
That makes sense, right.
But yeah, I mean, as a kid, I was like, I don't care about all this other stuff. Kiss so we can go. Like, yeah. So we can do the thing. Eat, party.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. What about you, Sierra? Did you go growing up?
I had only been to one wedding before I was 20.
Oh, really? Wow.
I had been in my aunt's wedding when I was like 4.
Okay.
And I didn't go to another wedding until I was either 19 or 20 and my cousin got married.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And so there was a huge gap for that. And like, I remember parts of my aunt's wedding that I was in. But again, I remember just kind of being like over it.
It's like boring. It's
yeah,
long.
Like it was hot. And I remember like sitting there and being like, when is this going to end?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like, you know, did the kids want to go to the wedding?
They don't even, know it. What's going
yeah.
on. Like, I feel like it's just, it's more of a hassle than it is like relevant. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like,
it also probably depends on the relationship that the kid has to the person getting married.
Absolutely. Right.
You know?
Because right. honestly, respectfully, like to have a kid that I like, I'm not, like I don't even really know. Like, it's just like, I'd be like, whoa.
I also feel like now that I'm like here remembering these weddings, I'm like, there's also like a weird, and maybe this is just my family because I'm just thinking about my family weddings, but there's also like a weird like pressure to like have like a haha cute moment to like take the bride and the groom, take pictures with the kids and like dance with them and like hold. And it's like, yeah, but also, do you know what I'm saying? I don't even know how I'm like to explain this, but like, because it's like, oh, there's kids and like I'm dressed in my like pretty dress and it's like, oh yeah, let's like take, it becomes that. And it's like, we don't need to like actually do this. Mm-hmm. Like, it's cute, obviously, but.
Yeah. It's interesting too, because Grace was in, but my brothers got married back to back years.
Mm.
So Grace was in two weddings. The first, my older brother's wedding, she had just turned one.
Mm.
And it was a child-free wedding. So she was just there for the ceremony. She was the flower girl.
Mm.
So it was like, okay. No kids were there except her.
Yeah.
So she came and then she came,
yep. And then she left for the reception.
See?
And she didn't really know what was going on then.
Right.
So it was like, that I think was the best case scenario.
Right. Mm-hmm.
For my little brother's wedding, which was a year later, she was 2. She fully understood what was going on. And it was a wedding with kids. So mm-hmm. she stayed the mm-hmm. whole time.
Right. Mm-hmm.
She was so obsessed, but also she's obsessed with my brother and his now wife.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like, she is at that point where she fully understood for months leading up to it. When Austie Bethy getting married? When Austie Bethy getting married?
Right, right.
She loved being with the girls getting ready. Bethany and her also have a really special relationship. So it was like, Bethany really wanted to have her there.
Yeah.
And like, it was really sweet and special. And then I was planning on like her going home during the reception. Steven's parents were going to watch her. And then she was having the time of her life. We brought like the noise headphones for her because it's
so right.
loud.
Oh, right, mm-hmm. right, right.
And she wore those the whole time in her little flower girl dress and was dancing with everyone. And I kept trying to go out because I was like hot and sweaty. And she'd be like, Mommy, go back in there.
She said, you can't get me off this dance floor.
Right. Dance more.
Yeah, yeah.
And all of Austin's friends thought it was so fun. And, you know, we're like, Grace was in the middle of the dance circle.
Yeah.
And she was dancing with Austin and Bethany. That, to me, felt like, okay, she has a special relationship with the bride and groom. They want her here.
Right.
They want her to be part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And she's having fun.
Yeah.
So you can stay.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and it sounds like you as a guest and also a parent, like, we're already planning on exit routes if it wasn't working out. Because also some people will bring their kids, and kids are kids. If they're having a bad day, I'm not going to tell a toddler not to have a tantrum when they're in the middle of a meltdown.
Right,
right.
And same with, I was at a wedding a couple months ago, and somebody brought their, like, newborn baby. It was a Catholic wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And it just screamed the entire very long ceremony. Yeah. Because it's a baby and it probably had to like pass gas or something.
Right. Well, that's hard too, because at that age, like, if the mom's going to the wedding, the baby kind of has to come if you're breastfeeding that often.
Yeah. Yeah. There's nothing, but there's nothing worse than being at a wedding or something and it's quiet as fuck and there's just kids crying and you're like, oh my, just, I know you want to sit and watch this, but nobody is sitting and watching. We're all just,
you gotta go.
Exit.
I feel so bad,
but I'm like, what are we doing?
That
here?
Literally makes you look like those moms on the plane where you're like,
they can't escape at the wedding.
Yeah. You can't leave. And you should take your kid and go outside.
As a parent, I agree.
Yeah. Like, that's like not appropriate.
Well, it's like they're not having a good time. Maybe a walk outside will help. You're not having a good time. And anyone and who everyone has ears else feels bad for you and is not having a good time.
Correct. Yeah.
I think, airplane, I mean, you can't walk out because you'll literally fall out of the sky.
Right.
But if you're in a church or a movie theater,
any place that is supposed to be a little bit more quiet, a little bit more chill, and your kid's screaming, just go ahead and take a little step outside.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah.
If I wanted to scream, I'd take myself outside too.
Yeah, exactly.
I do.
And I do.
I'm going to need a moment.
Yeah, right.
In addition to guest list, what do we think about with dress attire and the requirements for that? Because sometimes you'll get an invitation where it's like black tie, so you're like, okay, we know what we're doing. The boys got to do suits, girls got to do long dress.
Right.
But then sometimes it's kind of like,
I feel like it depends on the venue.
Okay.
Right? Because if it's like an outside wedding, that's if it's a beach wedding, like, are we in a church?
And I want to ask this question, but also I know your answer, but please try to be open-minded for a second, because what are our thoughts with people wearing sandals or like not heels, you know, like sandals to a wedding?
Unless it's the beach. No.
Okay.
Correct.
If you're getting married, and that's where I agree, I think the venue sets the tone. And if you're picking a venue, you can't have a dress code that doesn't match.
Mm. Right. Mm-hmm.
If you're getting married on the beach, don't set it as black tie.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Honestly, if it's a beach wedding, it's kind of giving like,
you can wear chonklas.
Tommy Bahama.
Oh, you could totally wear chonklas.
Or no shoes.
Yeah.
Do you guys ever end up going on Pinterest? I always inevitably end up on Pinterest with those like little infographic guides for the types of weddings, because a lot of them will be like in between. It's not black tie, but it's not casual. Mm-hmm. And I feel so lost. And so it's me on Pinterest trying to figure out exactly what the words they sent meant.
Right.
I feel like asking all my girlfriends and stuff and like, just hoping for the best.
Right.
Yeah. I feel like I wish there were more details given for dress codes.
Totally.
I agree.
I'm like, tell me exactly what to wear.
Yeah.
Because then I'm like, is this formal enough? Is this not enough? Or like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
Because I'll do what you want. Just tell me.
Yeah. And that's where I feel like ask the maid of honor or the mother of the bride. Don't ask the bride.
Yeah.
She's got so much going on.
Correct. I went to a wedding with my parents and it was not at the beach. It was like at a nice like church, you know, something. And there was like two or three people with sandals. And my mom was just like gooped. And in that moment was like, add that to the list of the things that we're going to not let people do at your wedding. And she was like, I will have literally someone at the front door. She's like, coming in to a nice establishment and you're wearing chanclas, por favor. She was having such a time. So I was like, let me ask how serious this is.
Your mom is going to be like security at the door when you get married.
She is. I'm so serious. Good luck to everybody.
Yeah, and honestly, good luck to you.
Because you will be a maid of honor. And then she'll be like, Ryan, go get him.
I'm going to send your mom like an outfit approval picture before.
Is this okay?
Like, this is good. We good? Okay, great. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, dress code. But also, I mean, let's talk about that too, because I feel like now while we are in the season of a bunch of our people getting married, we got to get like outfits, dresses for all these weddings, and we're not trying to rewear or wear what's not appropriate. Like, even if it's we want to rewear it, this could be a completely different vibe.
Absolutely.
So I will say, I rewear the same dress for almost every wedding I attend.
Period.
It's
versatile.
It's floor length.
Is it the green one?
It's the green one. Yep.
And she looks so good in it. Why wouldn't I?
And it's comfortable and I can wear shorts underneath and a real bra. And if it's not appropriate for the wedding and I'm going to the rehearsal, I'm wearing it for the rehearsal.
Also, solid brand, Baltic Born. Because after you wore that and I was like, it's stunning. I got two more, like one more casual, one floor length from Baltic Born. And I've just rotated them for every wedding.
Yep. That's a good little hack or trick. Having like a wedding dress that could be applied to like multiple weddings.
And maybe it's just the shoes that need to be switched out.
Mm. And the jewelry.
And the jewelry, like how you wear your hair or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pro be an outfit repeater. Weddings are already expensive.
Agreed.
I also love when you're a bridesmaid because you are always dressed exactly according to the dress code and you right. don't have to think about it.
Right.
Tell me exactly what to, in fact, send me the link to the dress.
Right.
I will buy it right now.
Literally.
The wedding that I just got asked to be in, she has like an idea that the girls will be all wearing black, but she just wants us to have like our own vibe and stuff like that. And love I'm just that. Like, girl, if you literally tell me, she's like, I don't care. I'm like, if you told me buy this dress, I will literally buy it right now. I just want to make right. sure I am doing what I need to be doing because this is like responsibility, you know? Like, I want to ensure yeah. that we are doing our part in
and like doing what you
is
want.
And is what's yes. necessary mm-hmm. and like all this stuff. But it's been so great because she's been very like, these are my expectations. This is important to me, but this is not. She's like, because I know people can't do it all. Right. So I just want to be like, this is important. Forget this. Yeah. And it's been so great so far. Oh my God, I can't that. Wait. I know.
That's so great.
I also feel like back to the outfit thing. This is when like renting services would be like really great.
Yes.
Yes.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like if I'm, oh, I know I have this wedding and like I want to wear a really nice dress, but like I'm going to wear it once.
Mm-hmm.
Renting it would
be. You are literally so right. Because also with renting, you can get more than like one option. So what if you ordered, got like three dresses and right. tried them all on and mm-hmm. see what the tea was?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. they've had them for like suits for forever.
Yeah.
yeah.
Right.
So it's nice to see like the dress otherwear game is catching up to speed.
Definitely. Yeah. Definitely.
Oh, I love that. I've never even thought of renting for the wedding. Genius.
Yeah. I feel like I always like to lean towards being a little overdressed just because like, I don't know, I'd rather be one of the more dressed up people than arrive and be like, oh my God, I'm killing the vibe.
Totally, totally.
Totally.
But my biggest fear is like wearing something that's too white. So I just don't. I don't want cream, champagne. The bridesmaid's dresses for my cousin's wedding were champagne. And I was like, still, like, I'm like, I literally know she chose this dress. Right, but right. still, like, is it too white?
Yeah.
Right. I'm like, right. this is what she wanted.
Yeah. Right. No white. Don't be that girl.
Don't be close. Eggshell, champagne.
Did you guys see that TikTok of the mother-in-law that wore white to the wedding?
A mother-in-law?
Well, you know how they are
sometimes.
You know
sometimes. How these boy moms are sometimes.
You know how, literally.
Because. Excuse me. Why would she do that?
Power play.
Yeah, that's making it kind of yep. about you because it's not like you don't know that rule.
Yeah. No, we all know. You someone, just chose to not.
Someone wore white to my wedding.
Shut the fuck
no.
up.
But
were you pissed?
I wasn't pissed, but I was like,
okay. A choice.
It wasn't bridal. It was a shorter dress and it was a younger person who maybe didn't like think about it.
Gotcha. You know?
So I okay, wasn't okay, like okay. offended.
Right.
If it had been like a floor length like white dress, would have felt differently.
Right.
But it was still kind of like, I thought we all knew this.
Right.
Right. Didn't we? But I also, my dress wasn't white. Oh. Mine was like cream and had like almost a little bit of a pink to it.
Oh.
So.
Oh, still.
Yeah.
The
but
sentiment.
Still the law.
Sentiment.
Yeah. That's the one thing where I'm like, just don't wear white.
Just don't even get close.
Yeah.
How do we
yeah.
feel about unconventional bridal apparel? Like brides in suits, brides in black, other colors that they love and want
love
to enjoy?
It. Love it.
Love it.
Love
it. All.
Love it. Love it.
I totally oh my do. God. My cousin wore a black wedding dress and it was fucking stunning.
Hot. Love that. I know stunning. It gave. I know it,
it
gave.
It totally gave.
Of course it did.
How do you guys feel about when brides set a color palette for the guests? Have you seen
I
that?
I love that.
I do. Yeah.
I
do.
Think the pictures just come out so nice because everybody's coordinating. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like that. Especially it also gives me like more of a color to focus on too when I'm shopping. Yeah.
That's also the tea too. Like it's easy. The only thing I guess I will say is if you don't have anything and you are going to the wedding, then you have to get something and like, but that's why you make one of the colors like black.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Everybody has black.
That's where I feel like it's best. If you want to do that, I feel like the way to do it is to say, if you're looking for what to wear, we suggest this, like, don't require it.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
When absolutely. You require it, it's like, really?
Right.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. What if your great grandma who's coming has one, she probably has one dress
right.
that she's going to wear. Like, mm-hmm. just, If you're looking
for
here's
some
what you could wear.
Oh, I
make
like
it a
that.
Suggestion.
Right. I
I'm
like
gonna
that.
Make a mood board for my wedding.
Dude, please. Like I said, tell me exactly what to wear.
Right.
I'll make a mood
I
board
want inspo.
And I'm gonna be like, this is the vibe. And we're gonna have a disco ball. And we're gonna have, like you said, chandeliers coming yep. down from the ceiling. So get it together. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So that's one part of the drama, right? Is yeah. the dress code.
Yeah.
Right.
What do you guys feel about people getting married on holidays? Because I know that's kind of a hot button topic too.
I personally would never do that because this wedding is absolutely about to be about me. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sharing it with Jesus, with the Easter bunny, with none of that. It's about me. That's also don't propose to me on a holiday either. Bye. I'm saying no. And that's embarrassing for you.
Sorry. I completely agree. And all the only reason why I would think, okay, makes sense to do it on a holiday is because maybe that's when it's cheaper. Because I've heard like sometimes where you're like, who would do a wedding on like a Sunday or like a, because it's like tough because of the next day and you're like the price. Yeah. So maybe on that President's Day, it was a BOGO deal and it was cheaper. The cathedral was cheaper that day on St. Patrick's Day or whatever the hell. So it's like, guess what? We're doing car bombs.
Irish car bombs.
Car bombs. You know?
Yeah.
That's a good point. I got married on a Friday. And let me tell you, I think I remember exactly. It was about $12,000 cheaper.
Really?
The venue not peak on a Wednesday or a Saturday Friday. Or a Sunday. Yeah.
The venue was fully out of our budget for a Saturday. Fully.
Mm. Right. Wow.
So I had this venue that I loved. We look at it fully out of my budget. And I'm like, is there anything we can cut from this package?
Right.
And they're like, oh, we have cheaper options for, and it got progressively cheaper because they did Wednesday through Sunday weddings.
Gotcha. Mm.
So they were like, if you want to get married on a Thursday, it'll be this much, or Friday, it'll be this much. And I was like, oh,
right.
And Friday, I'm like, okay, it's still,
no,
it's
the weekend. That's the best because the next day, Saturday, I don't have to go home. I don't have to leave the wedding early. Yeah. I would want to do my wedding on a Friday or a Saturday.
I did feel bad though that our bridal party had to like take off Friday,
you know, because for the morning and stuff. I see that. See?
Yeah. But, you know, it,
$12,000
were saved.
Yeah.
When it comes to holiday weddings, I think if that's like your dream, do it. But again, kind of like the bachelorette party, you have to understand that some people might not go.
Oh yeah, traveling. Yeah. And yeah. Shit.
My one exception, love a New Year's Eve wedding.
Really?
Oh my God.
Okay. Let's talk about that.
You get to dress up. It better be black tie.
Right.
Your dress up. You're drinking for free. And it's usually, I feel like weddings typically end at like 10. It's going to midnight.
Right. And you're all count, and you have a whole party of people counting down and like family. That's actually iconic. And I never thought of that.
Yeah. I think New Year's Eve wedding, like huge win.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm into
it's giving
that.
A New Year's Eve party, but open bar.
Yeah. Ooh.
That's so cool. I would love to go to one of those.
Yeah. My friend just went to one and she said it was lit, but I didn't even think about like, why?
Yeah. And then everyone's like, countdown, woo! That's so cool. And then you get food after.
Yeah.
I love that.
Okay.
Wait. I'm into that. I have to ask a question. Ryan brought up, please do not propose to me on a holiday because I will say no.
Oh, yeah.
What do we think about people proposing at your wedding?
No, that's so fucking rude. You are the most selfish person ever. Bye.
Don't do it.
Don't.
Why does that happen?
I don't know.
Why does that happen?
Yep. Don't announce anything.
It's not about you.
No.
Why would you do that? Well, all the rest of the family's here.
Sorry. Figure out a different day.
I would be so mad. I'm sorry.
I would be very upset.
Yeah. Okay, well, turn the cameras around. I don't give a damn that they're getting it. Like,
announcing pregnancies, proposing, all that shit.
At my wedding, I spent thousands of dollars here. Please, we can't make it about
it. And you're just sliding in real quick for free. Like, let me just, oh, and also, we're having a baby.
Well, everyone's here.
Yeah.
Bye. Bye.
Because while everyone's here for the couple.
Right.
Not for you.
Yeah.
Unless it was the couple's suggestion. Don't even bring it to the couple.
Yeah. Yeah.
If the couple was like, I know you're thinking of proposing. How fun would it be if you did it at our reception? Sure.
Gotcha. Right. I completely agree. Yeah. For me to be in the middle of my, I'm in the middle of my wedding and everyone's like, oh my God, oh my God. And I'm like, oh my God, looking at me. And then we're, oh no, it's over there. What? Oh, he's getting down on a knee. Oh shit.
Oh.
Like what the? And here's the thing. I'm always so like pro like sharing experiences. And maybe that's why I'm so like, I don't want that. Like, I just don't want to share that. Like you said, it's either the wedding or the funeral that was being celebrated, babes. I'm not sharing that.
Yeah. Right.
Mom, get him.
Right. I just think it's rude and I think it's tacky.
Yeah.
It's
tacky.
Like,
It's poor taste.
You took my moment of this celebration to do your thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Please don't do it.
Yeah.
If you're not asked by the people.
You're right.
Yeah, it just seems a little rude.
Yeah. But good point, Sierra said. If they ask you, I'd be like, well, I never thought of it. I mean, I don't think I still would, but it's nice that you offered.
And also, I would not because I also want my own moment.
Yes.
Don't you want your own moment?
Where did he propose to you? Oh, at so-and-so's wedding.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And also, that moment's going to last, like, how cute and fun, but, like, we're at my wedding, so you're going to have your moment and it's going to be over and we're going to get back to me anyway. And
I'm
going to
announce my pregnancy at your wedding.
Yeah.
That part.
I'll tell you, at my little brother's wedding last year, my sister-in-law, my older brother, was pregnant. And she was, I think, like 15 or 16 weeks. but she hadn't like, so she like everyone close to her knew and it wasn't like it was a secret, but she hadn't like told the extended family, like, you know?
So, yeah.
Yeah. And she like, she doesn't, she posts on social media like once a year. So it wasn't like, you know, and my dad was like at the reception, I was sitting with my sister-in-law, my older sister-in-law. My dad was like, oh, well, you're here. Like, come tell my aunts that you're pregnant. Like, they're here. And I literally was like, Dad, no. He wasn't.
No, he didn't, of course.
And he's like, well, when are we going to see them again? Not till the baby is here. And I'm like, that's not like, that's not a reason to do it. Like, And he's like, well, Austin and Bethany won't care. Like, they're not like that. I'm like, yeah, but just don't do it. Like, please just don't do it. And he was like, oh, I think he kind of thought I was being dramatic.
Right.
You know, like, okay, see you. Whatever.
Yeah.
But I was like, no.
But you get it. You're like, I just.
And I didn't want my sister-in-law to feel like pressured by my dad either. Because that's the other thing. Like, that's her father-in-law.
Right.
So I stepped in. I'm like, Dad, stop. No.
Daddy, no, please.
Dude, my dad and I got into a big fight wedding planning.
Really?
Yeah. Really? Big fight about.
What happened?
The.
I'm like, it was the flowers, wasn't it?
It was the seating chart.
Oh.
And I feel like the seating chart is typically a source of drama. Okay. You know, like I said, seating chart, guest list. Mm-hmm. But my dad and I almost always can have like a back and forth. Mm. Like, we love to debate each other on like all sorts of things. Like, and we usually stay very, very like calm.
Right.
This was not one of those situations.
Oh my goodness. Okay.
And I don't know if I've ever, I may have told this story. I may not have. This is what I was talking about with like, I have this digital footprint that I forget.
Right.
But I don't think I ever told this story. Jess is shaking her head. You don't know it?
I've never heard it on podcast or anything else. That doesn't mean it's not there. But I've also never personally heard you tell the story. And I feel like I'm the vault of
what's been said.
It's Kenzie than me.
Yeah. I'm like so interested. I'm like, did your dad want to specifically sit next to someone? Or he was like, these people, I need to know.
So we spent hours in front of the TV with my like computer screen sharing doing the seating chart. And this is just a couple weeks before the wedding. We had already, you know, had some back and forth about the guest list with many members of our families. Mm-hmm. We had gotten to a good point with that, you know, made some compromises, held some boundaries. So now we're doing the seating chart. And there's always things to figure out with that of like, okay, these people don't like each other. These people are probably going to argue if we put them next to each other. We don't want this person to be alone. You know, you're figuring out all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So after hours of deliberating, we have it perfect. Mm. And we also have it that our guest tables are intermingled from the sides of the family. So it's not like all Steven's family on one side, all of mine. Because it's fun to have, you know, them mixed up. But it was all of my family was even numbered tables.
Okay.
And all of Steven's family was odd numbered tables. So it was a really nice, easy way to track it. We get it right. My dad goes, I would like to be table one. And I'm like, well, you're table two.
Right.
And he's like, no. I would like to be table number one. And I'm like, why? And he's like, because, and my parents were paying for, you know, a good chunk of the wedding. He's like, because we are hosting it and I would like to be table one. And I lost it. I was like, your ego is so big that you care about an effing table number. And if you could just swallow your pride for 1 second and like sit your ass down. And I was like mad. I was going off on him that he was just the most pompous guy to ever exist.
You need an ego check.
Yep. It's the same table. And he's like, he's like, and he was pretty calm.
Right.
But he was like,
right.
Then just change the number. He's like, you don't have to move my table. Just change the number. I'm like, and mess with my odd and even. And he's like, look, I haven't asked for much. I feel I don't need to give a reason. I want to be table one. Steven is sitting on the couch like,
right,
give the man table one.
Right.
So I finally get up and I'm like, whatever, you can be table number one and hopefully we'll have to put an extra seat for your big ass ego. I was so mad. So we made him table one and didn't change any of the other table numbers.
So he was number one.
He was number one.
Were there two table ones?
No. So the table one was moved to table two, even though it was Steven's family, and the rest of them were odd numbers.
Right.
So
I'm screaming at Sierra, like losing her whole mind, and then her dad being like, okay, well, I just want this. So
he's like, and but it's so like, I don't know, I want it. I want table one.
That was totally no rhyme or reason. You're just like, dude.
Yeah, like, I was like, I just want to see honestly how much I'll get. You know when kids like just see. Try to see how much they can get away with.
So funny because you and Wes are both pretty calm even when you're arguing.
Oh yeah,
especially in a family setting. I feel like
totally. Like I don't think I've ever yelled at my dad like that.
You should try it. It's fun.
Yeah, honestly. Well, and that was like, you know, I was so frustrated because we had, you know, there had been genuine things of people they wanted invited or people that I didn't want to bring, and we had reached compromises on them. Things that honestly warranted more being upset.
Right.
And it was like, this is where you draw the line.
Right.
Table one.
And also, we could have made it that way from the beginning if that's what you wanted.
Right.
We could have had your family as the odd numbers.
Yep. Quick question for you.
I'm all angry now.
I know. I was like, allow me to clarify. Because sometimes maybe the number does matter at tables because that's how they excuse people to go to get food, right? So I'm like, was your dad like, I want to be table one so I can at least see the
spread first.
Yeah, I mean, look, I would try to be on the closer tables to be going first.
If that was it, he didn't say it because it was exactly like you said. It was one of those things of like, I don't know, I just want it.
Right.
And you're like, well.
You're like, how
I'm
about?
Like, well, don't.
Right. Damn,
but then
not
when he
that.
Pulled the card of like, you know what? And he had not pulled that the whole wedding planning process. The card of like, you know what? We're paying a lot of money to help you guys have this wedding. And I want to be table one.
Right.
All right.
And at that point, what do you even say? I mean, well, you said what you said.
Right. Yeah. I told him he needs an extra chair for his ego.
For his ego.
And you know what? Gonna keep that one in the back pocket.
I am too.
Did you provide the chair?
No, I was not that petty. We still bring up that argument.
That's hysterical.
I know. That's an iconic family argument, I feel like.
And he stands by it. He's good. Like, yeah, and it was worth it because I got to be table one.
He just wanted to. He was like, he's like, honestly, I don't see myself complaining at all. So I'm probably just going to do this for funsies right
now. Totally.
Right. He's like, it's been pretty chill and I'm just going to ruffle some shit up right now.
Yeah. He's like, you guys want to see Sierra get super excited.
Totally.
To get a reaction? Oh, dad.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
God.
Yeah, Wes is like, watch this.
Yeah.
Sierra, I want to be table one.
Totally. So that was the biggest argument I got in about wedding planning. There were other things here and there, but that was the one where I just lost my cool.
I just thought about Bridezillas, like the TV show.
Oh.
I loved Bridezillas. Yeah. I was like, this is crazy. But now that I'm older, I'm like, some of that shit was fair. You guys were not like listening to what she was saying, and she was really trying to like get into it and you guys were just making it about yourselves or like not like listening to her or whatever. But other times
the bride was in the wrong.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Or like would just start like freaking out about like the cake and stuff. Yeah. And like, I know, I guess the cake is important. Obviously, it's all important. But
yeah.
I feel like you just have to choose your battles sometimes with shit like that.
You got to pick your battles. You can't fixate on every detail. Mm-hmm. I feel like I was a fairly chill bride, especially considering the age I got married, which was 21. And I feel like I'm a lot more chill now than I was then. Mm-hmm. But I look back and I'm like, I feel like I wasn't a bridezilla. I feel like I was pretty chill, except for yelling at my dad. But like, it's funny with weddings because I do feel like there already is this kind of idea of like, oh, like, watch out for her.
Right.
And I hate the concept of like, oh, she's dragging him down the aisle. Like, he's so reluctant. It's like, this is a partnership.
He asked
me. He asked me.
The fuck are you talking about?
We're not really hearing a lot about, like, a male, like the groomzilla.
Groomzilla.
I was at a wedding recently where both there were people who had waited until, like, later in their 30s to get married. And then they, you know, found each other. It was really beautiful. And they, like, we're both equally as excited and equally as invested. And I don't think either of them ever got to, like, bridezilla levels. Mm. But it was so interesting to see a groom who was, like, just as excited about the wedding day as his wife-to-be.
Yeah.
It was adorable in a way that I was looking forward to the wedding. It was going to be a good time. And there were going to be, like, nice people there. But I didn't know them super well. It was one as a plus one. And by the end, I was like, no, I ship it. Like, I walked in excited to, like, be here. But I left being like, wow.
Yeah.
Right.
Dude, that's one of the things I love about weddings is just like when you see a couple that's so in love.
Yeah.
I talk about this all the time, but I think the most beautiful, like love-filled wedding I've ever witnessed and probably will ever witness was our editor, Rachel, and Mario, her husband. Steven sobbed, like let out, like a,
oh,
like, dear, like, oh my God. Sobbed. there was not a dry eye in the house.
Oh,
their vows were so beautiful. And I feel like sometimes when you write your own vows, it gets into the territory of like
a comedy show.
Yeah. Or like we're performing like for
the
crowd instead of like actual promises. These were like real promises. He composed the music that she walked to.
Shut up.
It was so clearly a union of two people who loved each other so much that there was no other option but to get married.
Right.
Instead of like, it's time. We've been together.
Right.
Let's get married. It was, God, it was so beautiful. I cried so much. And she and him just seemed so happy to be there. And I love weddings. I love it for that.
Right. Yeah.
I know.
When you see them and they just are so in love and you're like, God, like this is beautiful and so supposed to be happening right now.
It's so pure too. Like just those two people standing up there and like promising themselves to the person that they love and just like, I cry every ceremony. I don't think I've ever made it through a ceremony where I don't. So also good luck to me. What, like even going down the aisle, like I think we've talked about it so much because obviously we see how I am. So I'm blindfold me, I don't know what to do.
I really don't know if we're going to be able, I don't know
what's
what to
the
do.
Plan? Yeah, I don't know. I think you said we're going to have to wear falsies because Paloma, you'll definitely get mascara all over your face. Yeah, so like that's for
it's
sure.
It's giving like, we need to have the makeup person there the whole night
on site.
I feel like because I think maybe camouflage like behind like a bush
yes.
so that she can like stealthily come out
and you know
dressed as a bush
right just comes out to me.
It's gonna be a mess. You're just gonna look cracked in all your photos. Like I don't know,
I'm supposed to look at my husband in the eyes seeing him up there in love with me. Oh god
even you just saying that I'm like
Ryan, I know. Good luck.
What the fuck? And then, let's take a moment and take a look at everyone here. I'd be like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, I don't know.
So sedation, perhaps. I don't know. I also told myself maybe it's going to have to be like I have to like click myself into like show mode where I'm like, this is a perform, like just for part of it so you can get through it emotionally. Like you have like
save yourself until maybe like vows, and then if you really feel like you need to let it go, like,
and then
that's
just like
the moment.
And then get touch up makeup and then do photos again, because after the you say I do's there's photos, right?
Yeah,
well you can do it however you want. Right, it's like some people do a first look,
okay,
so they see their partner before the ceremony and do a bunch of pictures before.
Okay,
some people, like what I did was Steven and I walked down the aisle, saw each other for the first time. And then during cocktail hour, we did photos.
Okay.
But
I feel like that seems best because I don't know if I want to do the first look without like that moment. I want that moment. I want to bring that man to my knees. I want tears.
Yeah. How are you going to get through your vows?
I have no idea.
You could do them privately.
I think that might be what I will do.
We didn't do personalized vows at the ceremony. We wrote each other letters. Mm. And then we like talked through our vows on our honeymoon privately. And I liked that because I'm also a pretty emotional person. And I was emotional enough getting through like the standard vows.
Right. Yeah. Like to have and to hold and all that shit. Yeah.
And also what I didn't know is like there's different versions. Oh. Like our officiant gave us like 6 options. And honestly, they varied in like level of tradition and level of like religion. You know, sprinkled in.
Right.
So it was like you could have one that was like, and before God and everyone, I promise to serve my husband as the Lord intended. Or you could have like totally secular.
the Lord intended.
So like you can mix and match.
Right.
Find your flavor.
But there's one that to have and to hold.
Yeah.
I promise to serve. Okay.
Right.
I promise to serve.
Yeah. Period.
Like, and will I serve?
On the note of vows, specifically with the male folk, I've been seeing on TikTok, like I mentioned before, taking time to make it a little bit of a comedy show and do it for the gig, for the laughs and the shits and gigs, and it not being so well received. Mm. Have you seen that one?
I think we've seen the same one. It was the one that got kind of vulgar.
Definitely.
And demeaning.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
In the middle of vows.
Uh-huh.
The vows were like, he was like, oh yeah, I love blah, 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 blah. And then was like, it like, basically, this is not quoted. I don't know what the fuck he said, but it was like, can't wait to like lock you down, like lock it in, whatever, get married so that I basically can go to Pound Town. And basically is what this man said.
Honestly, that was more like subdued than his.
One of it was like
in front of everyone.
I promise to smack ass every chance I get, like in front of her entire family. And then it went downhill from there.
Yeah. And he was like, ha ha. And everybody was like,
I'm already stressed about like kissing in front of like grandma and grandpa and everybody. What my man doing saying that? I simply would have picked up my dress and turned. I'm like, you know what, sir? This is the officiant
was like,
yeah.
Oh my god, it was.
I think I would walk back down.
I would. I'd be like, you know what? I'm glad I didn't say yeah.
I've got somewhere to be. Yeah,
that's
tough. That's tough.
It's embarrassing.
And we didn't even talk about like when it gets so late in the party when everyone starts getting drunk and then people start getting a little crazy.
Yeah.
Like that person might have been sober, you know, like by that point because it's still early.
I mean, I hope not.
I hope that
wasn't a sober decision that was
made. Right, yeah.
But those were the vows that were written. So he probably was sober. He wrote that.
Right. I forgot they were written down. Yeah. I can't save him. Sorry.
Yeah. No, we try, but you just. He's beyond saving. Yeah.
Yeah, in terms of drinking at the wedding, my philosophy was I want everyone else to get drunk and have at whatever level they feel comfortable, preferably not passing into sloppy territory.
Right.
But get drunk, enjoy it. I would like to remember this.
Yes.
Right.
And what was helpful with that is Steve and I had talked about it before, and we both had that idea. And we had that idea about our rehearsal dinner, too. Mm-hmm. And our rehearsal dinner was at a winery, and we didn't quite realize how much we had been drinking, and my mom drove us there, and so then she dropped us off back at home.
Right.
We got home, and we're like, oh, shit, we're drunk. Right. We're drunk.
Right.
And it was kind of a, like, and it wasn't intentional. It's just, you know, everyone is wanting to bring you drinks. Right,
and you're just,
wine,
and you're there for a minute,
yeah,
you know, and you're
just vibing.
And a taste
of this, a taste of that, I've had a bottle now.
Yeah. Totally. So that night and the next morning, we both were like, okay, now we see how quickly we can accidentally get drunk.
Mm-hmm.
And so let's be really intentional about not. And so at my wedding, I had like a mimosa in the morning with my girls.
Of course.
And then I had two drinks, a drink with dinner and a drink at like dancing.
Yeah.
That was perfect. I had like a nice little buzz, but I was fully aware.
Yeah.
I remember everything. And Steven was the same, I think. And we both felt like we really remembered it and enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, I wanted everyone else to like get as lit as possible.
Yeah.
Right.
I think the goal will be like, okay, and I want to put on a wedding when I can like afford open bar. Like that is so important to me to make sure that everyone's having a good time. And if you go to weddings, sometimes it's not open bar. It obviously like the party just like gets cut in half.
Yeah, the party.
Or like the vibe's different.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going to be covered, but there will be open bar and the music will be popping.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's like so important for the second half, right?
Oh, yeah. No, agree. I mean, we just spent the first half crying and like being so beautiful and lovely. Now let's celebrate.
Yeah. That would be so fun.
So fun.
So funny. One of our attendees, one of our young attendees around my age got super drunk at the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had a donut wall. But he missed the donut wall because he was on the dance floor. So he started walking around and eating the donuts off other people's plates that they had left.
Oh.
And then his mom was like, what are you doing?
Right.
And he's like, don't worry, mom. These are classy people. They don't want their donuts. And she's like,
right.
I think you're too drunk and I think you should stop. And he was like freshly 21. And he goes, mom, he was in college. Don't worry. I know exactly how much I can drink before I throw up. And she's like, I don't know if I should be proud of that or if that makes me worried because you do this often.
Right.
And that was like one of my favorite stories. I love that. I love the like drunk debauchery of everyone having fun late into the night.
Yeah.
I welcome it. I just didn't want to be there for my own wedding.
Right. And that's fair.
So fair. I'm like, I need to be present. Got to be here, but truly. Also just like a light buzz. Like you said,
gotta be
a cocktail.
Here. Honestly, I feel like I'd like towards the end of like the reception, maybe like halfway, I'd probably pop an Eddie right then. Because then I could still be here, but I'm like chilling. And I probably was stressed all damn day. My feet probably hurt. So I'm like, you know, let's just vibe.
And you know what? At 1 o'clock, I have In-N-Out scheduled to come by. So
this
is a good time to take it.
Hell yeah.
I've heard of people having weed bars at their wedding.
I love that. You know what? Maybe that's the vibe.
Maybe that's the vibe.
That would set the vibe.
That and a taco guy?
Dude, everybody just like vibing on the dance floor. Yeah, well, the food has to be popping if everybody's going to get high.
Yeah.
Right?
We got our food.
Oh my gosh. Grandma, take this chocolate real quick.
Right.
Yeah, honestly, that might be like the bring it back down to earth that everyone needs.
Yeah.
You know? Like, just say.
Yeah.
It's all fine.
Let's just chill.
Don't sweat the small stuff.
Yeah.
Let's hug each other.
Why are we here again?
Love is love. Love is love.
But yeah, I think weddings are so fun. But it is like, it's just the drama and the nitty gritty and all the rules and the details.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It can can definitely be a stressful for everybody involved.
Yeah.
Wedding party, guests, mm-hmm. the bride and groom, the everybody. It's just.
Yeah. And wedding season's coming, baby.
Wedding season is among us. Yes. So if you have any tips, tricks, stories you want to tell us, let us know, drop those in the comments below. We will be reading these because, like I said, weddings are among us.
Yes. Please. And please. Any wedding hot takes.
Ooh, yes. Mm. Yes.
You know what's one that I meant to share earlier that I didn't? I feel like there's a weird pressure for your wedding to not look like when it happened, like for it to be timeless.
Huh.
You know, people are like, don't do this at your wedding because it'll date it. Or like,
oh, I've never heard that. No.
Yeah. My wedding, so 2017. You know why? Because I got married in 2017.
Right.
And my mom's wedding was so 80s.
Right.
Because she got married in the 80s. And
well, right. How do you
puffy sleeves?
How do you make it not
look
style, like that?
Style, probably.
Like, well, yeah, but timeless, like, that doesn't, like, stuff ages. Like, what looks good now is not, it's not, how
totally.
Do you... So how do you even do that?
There's just such a pressure, I feel like, about it for dresses and trends and like everything. People are like, if you want your wedding has to be timeless or it's going to be dated and this. It's like, yeah, it's going to be dated.
Well, yeah, because, yeah.
It was a date.
Right.
So that's my last wedding hot take. Let your wedding be dated. If you're getting married in the year 2024, let it be 2024.
Yeah. 2024.
I almost wore a flower crown at my wedding and I didn't.
Oh, well,
that would have been
that
so
would have made it so much more 2017.
Oh, yeah, but like it's probably better that you did.
It is better that I did.
Yeah.
All right. Before we send you guys off, let's hear a little bit from our Woo Girl moment.
Yes.
This one is from the comments of a video. Woo Girl moment. I'm finally leaving a job that I have absolutely hated and has made me become so depressed, taking my mental health to the lowest it's ever been. But I did the job for money and it helped pay the bills. But now after moving in with my best friend for a while just to regroup, I'm moving away from this job's location, so officially quitting. I don't have a new job lined up, but so happy to work on my mental health now after quitting this role. It's time to focus on me again this year.
Let's give a woo for that.
Woo!
Absolutely. Quitting a job that's tanking your mental health, inspiring.
Big
honestly.
Win.
And moving in with your best friend. I'm jealous of you.
Yeah. But also acknowledging that that job served you in a way at the time because you needed a job to pay the bills and get
right.
you through.
Right.
Yeah. And that's okay too.
And now it's time to focus on you and find yourself a safe space and good for that mental health.
Yes.
So thank you guys so much for watching this episode. This was really fun, you guys.
Yes.
Make sure you are subscribed here on YouTube, following us on TikTok and Instagram, and we will see you guys next week.
Bye.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.